a TikToker tells illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. This guy dials it right in on TikTok. Yeah, this is insanity. Here we go. Let's check it out.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas.
Invading abandoned homes. Invading abandoned homes.
Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas. Ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
Yeah. How in the world is that out there? These Home Depot graduates are going to try this with the wrong house one day and experience the old VV cartel violence from an American home. Yeah, they probably are. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Somebody's just going to get taken out. This kind of ridiculousness just, it can't keep going on. I mean, it can, but there's going to be some kind of crazy reaction. You're going to have people just, you know what? No. You're like one of those TikTokers. You're out of here. No, I'm going to stay. They told me I could stay. No. Or, you know, clubbed over the head with a hammer, whatever it takes. Yeah, it's absolutely insane that this is going on. And these people on TikTok, how is this still out there on TikTok? How is this still out there? I mean, this guy is literally telling people, if you see a house, it doesn't look great, go ahead and occupy it. And, you know, we'll fix it up and maybe we'll sell it later. He's literally talking about stealing people's homes and that it's okay. Because if you're living in the street, it's your prerogative to go ahead and take what you need to. Because you got to look at the return. You got to look at what you can get. So come to the United States illegally, take over abandoned homes and sell them. What he's saying. Was this just to get a bunch of attention? Yeah, probably. But he's also talking about other stuff where he's talking to basically gang members, right? Let's be honest. He's talking to gang members. A migrant TikToker with a 500,000 strong online following. What is the world coming to? What literally? And this guy is just spouting off with just some of the most ridiculous stuff. And I'm over here talking about the news and I get just constricted all the time. Oh, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about that. No. You didn't follow God. No, you can't do that. This guy's talking about just robbing people from their homes for the real estate. Migrant TikToker with a 500,000 strong online following is offering his comrades, love that word, comrades, tips on how to invade unoccupied homes and invoke squatters' rights in the United States. Venezuelan national Leonel Moreno, who appears to live in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, said in a recent video that under U.S. law, if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. No, you can't. That's called stealing. It's like if you see a bike on the sidewalk that somebody, you know, just hasn't, you know, been physically attached to at the moment, you can't just take it. It's called stealing. somebody else's property. But what do these illegals care? Because they came already into the United States illegally, and they got handed a bunch of stuff, and now they're just going to, you know, try and do what they can to make it go. And if a life of crime is what they choose, got some bad hombres out there, right? You're seeing that the numbers you are seeing, and I believe what we're seeing now is the end result of the last 3 years of just shenanigans left and right. I mean, that's all you can call it. Because who would have thought that if you let 7 or 8 million people into the country, that a certain percentage of those folks might not be, you know, church ladies. Let's say that, right? Saturday Night Live, the church lady. Remember the church lady? That was great. That was a great character. So our guy here, he appeared to be referring to adverse possession laws, commonly known as squatters' rights, which allow unlawful property occupants rights over the property they occupy without the owner's consent in certain circumstances. I have been in real estate since the, call it mid-1980s. I have heard so many stories about, you know, they would have had squatters' rights. They would have had, you know, adverse possession if they would have just stayed, but the court ruled the other way. Adverse possession doesn't really happen, right? It just, it's so rare. I never had an appraisal where somebody had taken the property through adverse possession. It's usually like some kind of easement or something. Yeah, I've been driving up on old man Johnson's barn, you know, his road. I've been just driving along his driveway and I need that easement for my back 10 acres. It's usually something like that, right? We're not talking about just taking over people's homes and I'm here. But that's where these jokers, I mean, this isn't that far off what we read earlier in New York, is it? It's not that far off. Coming in, take a house. Yeah, maybe do a little remodeling, throw in a door or two. It's all good. Moreno claimed in the viral TikTok clip that, which has drawn more than 3.9 million views. I don't know if him having 500,000 followers is more annoying or that 3.9 million people watch this. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what are we doing? That he has African friends, really from Africa. Are they from Africa? What do we got going on? I think that might have been lost in translation, if you know what I mean, right? Who have already taken about 7 homes. So that's encouraging. That's nice. What are they doing? Who knows? The firebrand influencer. Calling this guy a firebrand influencer. I'd say he is a peddler of misinformation. Shouldn't he be thrown off for that? I mean, you know, if I can't do a story on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, if that gets labeled as Russian misinformation, this guy literally is spouting misinformation. And we can take it, we can fix it up, we can sell it. And yet, it's TikTok, so it's Chinese-owned. Yeah, the world's your oyster, just keep going. The firebrand influencer who lives with his partner and their baby daughter, this guy has children, a daughter, argued that the only way for his fellow migrants to escape living on the streets and not becoming a public burden is to invade unoccupied homes. I don't believe that is the end goal. So you've got XYZ percentage of the however many million that are in the country that are doing shenanigans. This guy is one of them. Percentage, you know, numbers wise, you're going to see more and more of this kind of guy out there, right? Because people around the world are going to go, oh, he's got 500,000 followers. Oh, he must know what he's talking. They've already taken 7. Oh, yeah. 3.9 million people have watched it. Many TikTok commenters were outraged by Moreno's message encouraging squatting, which has emerged as a major problem in recent years across the U.S., and especially in Democrat-led cities, including Nueva York, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. Yeah. We're having it happen here in Seattle. I mean, it's happening all over, and it happens in these cities that are just so pro-tenant. And it's just landlords. Make the landlords pay for the mortgages. You know, let's put a rent eviction in place. Let's put an eviction moratorium in place. Let's, you know, let's not pay rent. Let's just not do any of this stuff because, you know, socialism is so great. And that's what we're heading for, and that's what we're looking at doing. So New York City, Atlanta, and LA? Absolutely. So I did the video on the Bellevue protest, and some people over in Seattle were like, can you believe this? This is terrible. That poor tenant is being harassed. He got doxxed. The guy's done it twice, and you know, he's a serial squatter. I say whatever it takes to get him out. Legally, of course, right? Of course. So this guy needs to be charged with whatever crime, one angry critic wrote. Well, has he committed? He's given out some bad advice. He's given out some bum advice. Has he actually committed any crimes? Well, I mean, if he has, well, okay, figure that out. Pretty sure this is illegal. You think? Really? Taking over others' property just because you heard that this is a thing? People get this so wrong. It's like, remember the sovereign citizens? I mean, what in the world was that all about? I mean, I know they're still out there. I know they're still babbling about, I don't need a driver's license. I don't need all this stuff. And you're like, okay, well, as you go to jail, why don't you call me on your cell phone and we'll talk about it? Because actually, you know, there's some U.S. law that you are under, and you're going to need to follow that. So pretty sure this is illegal, and I feel like he's encouraging others to engage in illegal activities, another chimed in. 100%. That's what he's doing, based on total misinformation. But we're just going to let this, go. Just going to, hey, look at Mr. TikToker. A third tagged the FBI, calling on the federal agency to please investigate that Venezuelan. That's funny. Go after the Venezuelan. Laws regarding squatters exist in all 50 states, offering trespassers a wide range of protections if they establish legal occupancy. And so often they do not, but it gets bogged down in the court system. And these court systems, especially in the states that we just talked about, prosecutors oftentimes and defense attorneys, they're often very liberal. They're not going to prosecute anybody for anything. So these things can get tied up in court for years and years and years. And who suffers? The landlord. So what ends up happening with rent? That landlord ends up selling his unit. It's so expensive that it gets sold to an owner occupied. They're not going to rent it out. And if that guy has any other rental properties, he's not going to take a chance on anybody with any kind of issue. He's going to take only golden people, right? Super high credit, a lot of cash in the bank. You know, they could probably buy the home, but for whatever reason, they don't want to. And then he's going to bump up the rent to take, you know, his risk of renting out his home. Because now it's a known quantity that if you rent out your home, there's a likelihood it could get squatted in, whether it's in, you know, those few days when, you know, you've got tenants moving in and out, or maybe you're doing a remodel or something along those lines. There are often times when a house is vacant for a period of time because you can't be doing all kinds of toxic painting and maybe scraping off the popcorn ceilings. You can't be doing that with people living in it, or you shouldn't. You can, but it's not recommended. I've done it a bunch. Popcorn ceilings, get them wet, scrape them down. As long as you're not huffing and puffing that stuff that may or may not have asbestos in it, you're fine. You know, live an exciting life. Roll those dice. Well, will I get cancer here? Probably not if you haven't been doing it for an entire lifetime, right? In New York City, people who are able to remain on the property for just 30 days, talked about that earlier, can claim squatters' rights. Migrant influencer Moreno, that's his name now, okay. Migrant influencer Moreno has previously shared videos bragging about earning money by begging on the streets while collecting government handouts. This guy's a shyster. He's up to shenanigans. He also made headlines last month by urging his compatriots. Now he's got compatriots and he's got comrades to throw their support behind 15-year-old Jesus Alejandro Rivas Figueroa, who was charged as an adult with attempted murder for allegedly shooting a tourist in Times Square and firing on cops. We're going to support that guy. This guy's an absolute loser. Deport him, throw him out, incarcerate him. I don't care what you do. Get rid of him. I invite you to look for his mother and all of us to join to pay the bail so that we can see this young Venezuelan feels that you are not alone in difficult times, but remembers that there is a God up there who sees, and he sees you shooting people and committing illegal acts, and he says no, because you know, that's what you do. That's what's going on. We're not supporting these people. These people are just, yeah, the fact that they come into the country and just do their thing, and it includes this kind of criminal activity. Today, it could be him. Tomorrow, it could be you. Trying to rile up that whole notion of, yeah, I mean, this guy came into the country and he shot some people. It's okay. You still need to support him because he's our guy. He's from our country. He did something wrong. It's okay. Nope. Nope. That's not. Literally says it right here. He did something wrong. It's okay. Now multiply that by 7 million people that have come in and are resident here in the United States by XYZ percentage, all believing he did something wrong and it's okay. How do you think that's going to work out? Yeah, not well, right? Not well. So you're going to see more and more of these stories. You just are. I mean, these folks are in. They're in the country. They are here. They're not just going to, well, you know what? Yeah, Biden's no longer president. God, I hope. And so therefore, we're just going to cut down on this criminal activity. Even though we're in a very blue city and they won't deport us and they won't even, you know, tell ICE about us and we can just get the heck out of Dodge whenever we want. Maybe we'll do a little fly-in action on our legal visa. Who knows what the case is, right? But it's no wonder that we have the level of shenanigans going on that's out there because, you know, math. You've let so many people in. Math. Now, are, you know, vast majority of these people hardworking? Are they coming into the country? Are they looking to work? I believe a good majority are. But with that, and here's the but, which is, this is all that really matters, is that a percentage aren't. And we knew that. And even with the good ones, we don't know who they are. We haven't vetted them. We've just scribbled their name down in a database. Did we do a little bit of work? No. We're just like, all right, here's your court case. Yeah, be a good boy and girl. Don't ruffle any feathers. Or, hey, you know what? Ruffle as many feathers as you want. Scream about it on TikTok. Apparently, it's okay. Because, you know, the percentages on all of the illegals that are in the country, you're going to have a bunch that are doing some. Lakin Riley is, you know, one of those issues where bad things are going to happen. And you've got legislation going on. And then you've got the left saying, oh, these are just, you know, people looking to gain a better life. Well, they need to do it legally. And they're not doing it legally. And then some of them are doing it illegally. And then they're doing illegal stuff. Like this joker here, who can they arrest this guy for saying this stuff? I mean, has he said anything that breaks the laws? He's giving out some absolutely horrific advice, and I don't agree with it, but is he breaking the law? I don't know. But I mean, on social media, everybody puts up such a big stink. There was such a big thing about, you can't provide misinformation about COVID. Wouldn't want to have that. Did you hear Joe Rogan? He took horse medicine. Remember that? Remember that whole thing? CNN doctor. He took horse medicine. You know, it's not good. We just need to get the vaccine. Just get the jab, get the shot, get the jab, get the shot. Remember we were just told that over and over and over? Remember when people were losing their jobs? It's like, okay. And now you're scrambling for firefighters. You're scrambling for cops. But we were firing people? What was that all about? It's wild, right? See, it kind of makes you wonder, okay, I can't talk about just, hey, anything wrong with this vaccine that we know? But this joker here on major social media can go out and just spout absolute trash that is, number one, 100% incorrect. He's just handing out lies because he's heard, we took 7 of these homes from some other comrades that are, you know, equally as stupid, don't have the experience. This is what he heard. And he is an influencer and he's going to go out and say whatever the F he wants. And people are watching. 3.9 million. I bet you it's way over 4 million by now. And people are watching. So he's got a market. It's just that it's based on complete nonsense, just sheer shenanigans. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, do all that good YouTube stuff. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.